After officers from the Gloucester, Massachusetts Police Department watched as members of their community struggled to find ways to reduce the number of drug overdose deaths there, they began to reconsider their criminal approach to addiction.
I think in law enforcement, needless deaths or deaths that can be avoided are probably one of the most difficult things to deal with. And so I think we were engaged to change some of the things that we were doing.
Leonard Campanella was the chief of police in Gloucester. At the beginning of the year, he and his department investigated the deaths of four residents who died because they overdosed on drugs. The department turned to social media to help educate the public about the dangers of drug addiction. Posting about the deaths on Facebook led to 37,000 hits on the department's site. Soon after, officers would no longer treat those with drug addiction simply as criminals.
The policy became that if someone presented to the police department with or without their drugs or paraphernalia and asked for help with their disease of addiction, that we wouldn't arrest them or charge them. We would facilitate treatment. And that grew into what appears to be, you know, quite a wildfire that's spread in terms of, you know, ideas at looking at the problem differently.
And since the beginning of June, this Massachusetts Police Department has helped 92 of their residents find support to help them overcome their drug addictions.
It begs a lot of questions. It begs the question, why is a police department able to place 92 straight people when, you know, there's a big cry out there that there are no beds and there's no facilities able to take people with this disease in?
This sparked a debate among the Massachusetts health plan providers. Was there a better way they could work with the police to better serve this portion of the population?
I think law enforcement adds a new voice to the equation that hasn't been heard from before, and that we can attack on the demand side of this disease as well as the supply side.
Since changing its policy, the department has worked to establish a nonprofit organization, the Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative, or PARI, to help find funding. The nationwide campaign serves as a conduit for funding, provides resources for treatment centers, and is used by law enforcement agencies nationally to discuss policy changes that lead to collaboration.
If I could participate in actually implementing a program like this for the adult community of addiction, I would do it in a second.
A Utah mother who lost her son when he overdosed on drugs says she would like to see police officers in this state do what Campanella has accomplished in Massachusetts.
Just the vision that he has and how he's approaching addiction.
Teresa McBride is the founder and CEO of the James Mason Center of Recovery in Salt Lake City. Her son James struggled with drug addiction for 7 years before he died in October 2014 from an accidental overdose. After James died, McBride quit her job as a business consultant and began working full-time to open the Recovery Center for Youth in memory of her son. Like others, she learned about the Gloucester Police Department's effort through social media.
When I read that, it just, every hair on my head stood up and I got goosebumps from my head to my toes. And I knew that that was something that worked. And when we see things like this, what can we do to support that? What can we do to duplicate that? And that's what matters, is when we see things that work, because there's a lot of things going on right now that are working. How can we bring that to my center? How can we make that work? How can we support that?
McBride's treatment center is new. She and her staff have only been working with young addicts since June. Tomorrow, we will learn more about her approach to introducing new addiction treatment programs and how her son's life influenced her to help other addicts following his death. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.
I ponder of something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. 'Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence.